Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Few songs are better known or simpler than Singin' in the Rain, yet few songs equal it as the glittery anthem of Hollywood musicals. As Time Goes By stands alone, but only frivolous, irresistible Singin' in the Rain struts in its shadow.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Singin' in the Rain was everywhere in the movies, at MGM and elsewhere. But Cliff Edwards and Gene Kelly surrounded it, Edwards at its start and Kelly at its climax. Edwards had been a star on Broadway since the early 20s, and Kelly had emerged just before World War II as Judy Garland's leading man in For Me and My Gal. In the Gershwins' Lady Be Good from 1924, Edwards introduced one of the brothers' best rhythm numbers, and in 1941, Kelly and Garland revived a classic from 1917. Cliff Edwards' Fascinating Rhythm, and Gene and Judy, For Me and My Gal.
It will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning and hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it. Someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flivver. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Dong, do you know? Do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been known a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. Every Susie and Sal, they're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal, and sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been
It's always something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a true, so for my gal, their congregation for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two.
Or three.
Or four.
Or five.
Or maybe more.
Long land for me and my gal.
Cliff Edwards with the Gershwins' Fascinating Rhythm, and Kelly and Garland with George Meyer, Edgar Leslie, and E. Ray Getz's For Me and My Gal. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Although Singin' in the Rain appeared in dozens of movies since 1929, its link to Gene Kelly and the movie Singin' in the Rain is the one most people know. But the song is even older than 1929. Nobody actually knows quite when composer Gnatio Herb Brown and lyricist Arthur Freed wrote it, only that they published it that year, and Doris Eaton Travis sang it in an early talkie, the Hollywood Music Box Review. It became so popular that Cliff Edwards performed it that same year in the Hollywood Review of 1929, and it soon became associated with him. This is Cliff Edwards.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Why am I smiling? Why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart? Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. Just singing in the rain, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with your rain, I've got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain.
Cliff Edwards, Singing in the Rain. Original casts of Broadway musicals didn't begin to record successful scores until Oklahoma in 1943, but the link between movie musicals and recordings dates back to the earliest talkies. In fact, Edwards recorded Singin' in the Rain before he sang it on the screen, and in that same year, or even the year before, dance band arrangements began to appear. B.A. Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra had a successful recording, very much in the style of the late 20s. This is B.A. Rolfe.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with that rain, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Rolls Orchestra with Singin' in the Rain. A year after the song's first two movie performances, George and Ira Gershwin opened a new musical on Broadway. Entitled Girl Crazy, its plot sends a New York playboy to a small western town where he finds true love. The very first number is a western-style song with a pure Broadway beginning. The lyric starts with references to four popular Pollyanna songs of the day, including Singin' in the Rain. Listen for them as the Cowboy Quartet sings Bidin' My Time.
Some fellers love to tiptoe. Some fellers go on singing in the rain. Some fellers keep on painting skies with sunshine. Some fellers must go swinging down the
next year, next biding my time. Cause that's the kind of guy I'm. Beginning on a Monday, right through Sunday, biding my time. Next year.
The Cowboy Quartet with Bidin' My Time. Like a lot of songs from the 1920s, Singin' in the Rain is a Pollyanna song, one of those numbers about unlimited optimism where clouds and rain always give way to sunshine, both literally and emotionally. In the upbeat, optimistic 1920s, everybody expected Pollyanna songs to come true in the wink of an eye. They weren't something you had to wait for. Here are the other three that Ira Gershwin wrote about in his lyric to Bidin' My Time. Nick Lucas, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Johnny Marvin with Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, and Isham Jones Orchestra with Frank Silvano, Swinging Down the Lane.
Sit I, we
till the dawn. I wake to find they are gone, but still the play must go on, they say. When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blues beautiful hues, colored with gold and old rose. Playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine. With gold and old rose, playing the clown, trying to drown all of my woes. Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Nick Lucas with Joe Burke and Al Dubin's 1929 Tiptoe Through the Tulips. From the same year Johnny Marvin with Burke and Dubin's Painting the Clouds with Sunshine, and Isham Jones Orchestra with Jones and Gus Kahn's 1923 Swinging Down the Lane. As silent movies crested and talkies replaced them, musicals became standard fare, and eventually the production code tamed a lot of their rambunctiousness. New stars arrived and old ones faded, but Singin' in the Rain persisted. In 1932, Jimmy Durante sang it briefly in Speakeasily, and in 1940, Judy Garland performed it in Little Nellie Kelly. Jimmy Durante and Judy Garland.
You wrote that this morning?
Yeah, it's something they remember.
Yeah, I remember it already.
Have you ever suffered that horrible thing of having your hostess ask you to sing? And just because you're so polite, you mumble through your teeth, all right. And suddenly a deathly gloom descends upon the entire room. And the whispering gallery starts to ring with, hold your hats, she's gonna sing. Well, here I am with great regret, an innocent victim of etiquette. I'm going to sing, but not for long. And though it's old, it's a lovely song. Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does September seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning and start to do, because I am living a life full of you? I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, oh, I'm singing in the rain. What a grand, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Clouds so dark up above, the sun's in my heart. I'm getting ready for love. Stormy clouds chase everyone from the place, and come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, singing, singing in the rain. Oh, I'm singing in the rain.
A bit of Jimmy Durante, and then Judy Garland, Singin' in the Rain. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Even though the song kept showing up in movies, Brown and Freed continued to write new songs together. They'd been at it since early in the decade, and they continued until the late 1930s, when Freed largely gave up songwriting for producing. In the 20s, Brown and Freed's touch with ballads was usually light, certainly so in the 20s and even during the Depression. In 1929, they wrote You Were Meant for Me and followed it in 1934 with All I Do Is Dream of You, Will Perry's orchestra, and then Connie Boswell.
Skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, noon, my time to. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Perry's Orchestra, You Were Meant for Me, and Connie Boswell, All I Do Is Dream of You. When Freed told Louis B. Mayer he wanted to produce, Mayer made him the assistant producer for Wizard of Oz. He fought for Judy Garland after Mayer preferred to have Shirley Temple play Dorothy, and when Mayer and the studio heads cut Over the Rainbow three separate times, Freed fought for it each time and finally won. In a very real way, without Arthur Freed, there would be no Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
Judy Garland, Over the Rainbow. We weave our way to other songs and songwriters, and then we weave back. Here are today's final performances of Singin' in the Rain. The classic, The One You Expect, by Gene Kelly after he and Debbie Reynolds have fallen in love. It's teeming out, but it doesn't matter. Have the movies ever given us a more ecstatic view of new love? But first, there's Arthur Freed himself, in 1940, on a stage full of his fellow songwriters, all of them up there to perform their own best songs. Naturally, he chose Singin' in the Rain. Arthur Freed, and then Gene Kelly.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. singing in the rain.
Arthur Freed and then Gene Kelly with Singin' in the Rain. By the time Freed produced the movie Singin' in the Rain, he'd formed the Freed Group, directors, designers, and actors who made the great musicals at MGM. But he could always write lyrics. When Donald O'Connor needed a comic number for the movie, somebody suggested that Freed write a song that was something like Cole Porter's Be a Clown. Freed actually used the exact same song with his own words. The words that he used parallel Porter's. It was shocking, but only Irving Berlin complained when he first heard what Freed had done to his friend Cole Porter, and the resulting song stood. To give you a sense of their similarity, here are Judy Garland and Gene Kelly with a bit of Be a Clown from The Pirate, followed by Donald O'Connor with Make 'em Laugh.
Be a clown, all the world loves a clown. Show 'em tricks, tell 'em jokes, and you'll only stop with top folks. Dress in huge baggy pants, and you'll ride the road to romance.
A butcher or a baker, ladies never embrace.
A barber for a ball would be a social disgrace.
They all will come to call if you can fall on your face. Be a clown, be a clown, be a clown.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh.
Gene Kelly and Judy Garland, Be a Clown, and Donald O'Connor, Make 'em Laugh. One more stop before we close. Although Gene Kelly remained a star, he did more directing than performing as he moved into his 50s and 60s. Edward's star faded in the 1930s as tastes changed and he began to drink heavily. By the end of the decade, he'd been largely forgotten, until one day, apparently out of nowhere, Walt Disney announced that he wanted him for the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the 1940 movie of Pinocchio. Playing the cricket who served as Pinocchio's guardian angel, Edwards has two major moments, an engaging up-tempo number and one of the movie's classic anthems. He began his career with one and ended his career with another. Give a little whistle, and then, when you wish upon a star.
Give yourself a cross-examination. Are you just about to make a big mistake? Well, here's a way to save the situation. So learn it now, for heaven's sake. Give your better self a break. When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell, Jiminy Cricket. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. And always let your conscience be your guide.
When you get in trouble and you don't know right from wrong,
give a little whistle.
Give a little whistle.
Temptation and the urge is very strong.
Give a little whistle.
Give a little whistle.
Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow.
Blow till your whistle's weak.
Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide,
give a little whistle.
Give a little whistle.
And always let your conscience be your guide.
Give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak. Pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell,
Jiminy Cricket!
Give a little whistle. Give a little whistle. And always let your conscience be your guide.
No difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longings. Like a bolt out of the blue, suddenly it comes in view. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When a star is born, they possess a gift or two. One of them is this: they have the power to make a wish come true.
Cliff Edwards with Lee Harline and Ed Washington's Give a Little Whistle and When You Wish Upon a Star. One song, a dozen stars, and a batch of other songs as well, all to tell the story of one of the movie's most likable songs, one that keeps us singing and dancing, even in the rain. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.